he'd got into our safe. He'd found the keys, got into the safe, and he had taken the family history. He had taken my grandfather's medals. He had taken family jewellery. If he'd taken the television, I wouldn't have cared, but he didn't.
Why does family history matter to you?
Well, I think it's what makes it's what gives you a sense of place in the world, doesn't it? You know, I mean, my father had only died a few weeks beforehand, so the only original document I have left is his death certificate. And you know, I was born in Germany. My father was in the Air Force, and I had a wonderfully big, long birth certificate with all fancy names to do with the RAF, and it's gone. You know, and I can't even get a copy of that one. It's the eternity ring that my father gave my mother when I was born, and it's gone. The ring that my grandfather had made up for my mother on the coronation, which was a red, white and blue stone, and that's gone. So that's what I mean by history. And then in December 2013, I got a letter from Victim Support saying, would I be interested in restorative justice? And it sort of snowballed along. I was given the amazing, wonderful support.
And so before we get to walking into the room, I mean, that preparation work, because there's months of it, isn't there?
Yes.
What kind of things do you have to think about in advance?
Well, the whole preparation bit took the facilitator a year. I was involved for 4 months of that time. Of which case we had a few meetings where she explained what was going to go on, and I was given the impression right from the word go that I could step back and no one would mind at all, which enabled me to go on.
Why was that?
Because I felt confident that I could stop, and because I knew I could stop, I didn't feel obliged to carry on.
So when you arrived at Lewis Prison, what was going through your mind?
Well, it suddenly dawned on me that I had no idea what he looked like. Absolutely no idea what he looked like. I hadn't had my day in court. No one had actually mentioned I knew how old he was. And I'm standing in this room, having gone through various locked doors and had to leave all my belongings behind. And in this room, which was well set out, I knew where I was going to sit, I knew where he was going to sit. We had people with us. And he was going to come through that door, and I had absolutely no idea what was going to happen that initial time. I knew the setup of the meeting.
You didn't know what he looked like.
No, I didn't know what he looked like.
Why did that matter to you?
It was just something that dawned on me that moment. I hadn't thought about it till I was standing in the room, and I thought, what is going to come through the door? What did come through the door? What came through the door was a sort of middle-aged man who'd obviously works in the gym, was quite tall, quite fit. And what broke the ice for me was I thought, how on earth did he fit through my kitchen window? Which is the way he'd come in. He just never would have fit through my kitchen window. But he did. And that in a way, that as I said, that enabled me to relax a little bit. And then we sat down. And he had his say, and he said how sorry he was. And then I had my say, and which was the bit that was so powerful to me. I could read through the list of things he'd taken and what they meant to me. And occasionally I'd look up and look at him. And he'd gone fairly pale. He was looking fixedly at me, not in a threatening way in the slightest, just the dawning realisation, I think, to him that, you know, I was a person and he'd taken all this stuff from me that meant more than just money.
And so, following on from that meeting, I mean, how did you feel once you sort of laid that in front of him, as it were?
Oh, the fact that I could look him in the eye and tell him that, it's not going to get it back, it's not going to make it all better. But I hadn't had a chance to say anything about it at all. You know, no trial, no victim statement, nothing like that. So it was good. Everyone used the word empowered, and I think it is empowering.